Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
for sale. Into the fog, another low road descending, away from the cold dust, your house and summertime. Pistols and countless eyes, trail of my blood betrays the reckless route your craft is running. Feet to the sun turns into wood, dowsing an ancient torch. Loiter the whole day through and lose yourself. Offer me little, but doting on a crime. We've turned every stone, and for all our invention in matters of love lost, we've no recourse at all.
Blind to the light, curse of the fair, pistols and countless eyes, trail of white blood betrays the reckless route your craft is running. Feet to the sun turns into wood, dowsing an ancient torch.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It's 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. and today is Sunday, October the 1st, 2017, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sport, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation, and to do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. We're also streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'll be right back. Okay, just like I promised, we're back for 4:15 here on WMFO in Medford, the Brown Perspective on Sports, Sunday, October the 1st edition. Let's go to Major League Baseball. Yesterday, big news in Beantown. Red Sox 6, Astros 3. And so the Red Sox clinched the American League East championship. I guess you can call it a championship. They were throwing around champagne and everything else, I guess. So I guess it's a championship. Okay, Yankees 2, Blue Jays 1. That means the Yankees host the American League wild card. I'll give you that rundown a little bit later on. Okay, the Rays 4 and the Orioles 3. White Sox 2, Cleveland 1. Tigers 3, the Twins 2. Rangers 8 and the A's 4. And the Mariners 6 and the Angels. I'm sorry, the Mariners 6, yeah, and the Angels 4. Over in the National League, the Cubs 9 and the Reds zip. The Padres 3 and the Giants 2. The Cardinals 7 and the Brewers 6. The Pirates 4 and the Nationals 1. The Mets 7 and the Phillies 4. That game went 11 innings. And the Marlins 10 and the Braves 2. And the Dodgers 5 and the Rockies lost. I don't have scores out for them. Anyway, the Dodgers beat the Rockies, something 5-0. And in interleague play, the Royals defeated the Diamondbacks 4-3. In that Red Sox game, Xander Bogaerts went 1-for-4, scored a run, he got a walk, he's hitting .273 on the season. Andrew Benintendi went 1-for-4, scored a run with an RBI, he's hitting .271. Mookie Betts went 2-for-3, scored 2 runs with an RBI, got a walk, hitting .264, hit his 24th home run of the season. For a little guy, where does he generate all that power from? Anyway, we'll take him. Mitch Moreland went 1-for-3, scored a run with 2 RBIs. He also got a walk. He's hitting .246 in the season. Hanley Ramirez, 1-for-3 with an RBI and a walk, hitting .242. Rafael Devers went 1-for-4 with an RBI. He's hitting .284. Christian Vasquez went 0-for-4, hitting .291. Brock Holt went 2-for-4, hitting .190 on the season. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 1-for-4, hitting .246. Pomeranz went 6 innings for the Red Sox. Gave up 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned. He walked 2, struck out 3. Has a 3.32 ERA for the season and is 17-6 on the season. Smith came in, didn't get anybody out in the 7th inning. Gave up 3 hits and a run. It was earned. He has a 1.35 ERA. Price came in the 7th inning. He walked 1, struck out 2. And his ERA is 3.38. Reed came in, pitched the 8th inning. Gave up a walk. And that's it. He has a 3.33 ERA. And Kimbrough came in the 9th. He pitched an inning, gave up 2 hits. 1 run, it was a home run, struck out 3, and that's a 1.43 ERA on the season. Okay, let's get to the playoffs. excuse me. On Tuesday, October 3rd, the American League Wild Card game, it'll be the Twins at the Yankees. On Wednesday, October 4th, National League Wild Card, be Rockies at the Diamondbacks. Thursday, October the 5th, the American League Division Series, Red Sox at the Astros. And then Friday, October the 6th, the American League winner, Wild Card winner, at Cleveland. Also Friday, October the 6th, American League, Red Sox at the Astros for game 2. And also on Friday, October the 6th, the Wild Card winner, National League Wild Card winner at the Dodgers. And on the 6th, the Cubs are at the Nationals. On Saturday, October the 7th, National League Wild Card winner is at the Dodgers, and the Cubbies are at the Nationals. And we won't go into the. The rest of the games are don't begin until Sunday. So that's about it. So there you go. So the Red Sox get a chance to continue their swing, hopefully, against the Houston Astros, who are a formidable opponent. But Cleveland isn't going to be that much easier either. So it's going to be, the game will be determined upon how well our pitching can hold down their hitting. I think our hitting can hopefully hold their own against their pitching, which is not the greatest. And I think if we can get 3, 4, 5 good innings out of our starters, our bullpen should be able to hold them down. This would be interesting to see who John Farrell chooses for his top 25 players. How many players there will be, how many pitchers there will be. I guess it'll be depending upon how well Nunez's knee holds up. He did not play yesterday, neither did Pedroia. They're resting Pedroia. I don't think he's had any setback, but they've got to be very careful with him. And so, therefore, I'm assuming he will start at second base. I can see Devers, Bogarts, Pedroia, and Moreland starting the game, no matter who pitches for Houston. And then be Benintendi, Bradley, and Mookie Betts in right field. Sandy Leon normally catches Chris Sale. And it'd be interesting to see whether it's Nunez at DH or Hanley Ramirez at DH. Some other combination of that. But we know that Chris Sale is going to start opening game for us. 421 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. This Sunday, the first Sunday in the month of October, first day in the month of October, October the 1st, 2017. And this is a Brown perspective on sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN. Preserve your family's health and well-being. Get your home tested. Now that's living healthy and green.
Green, green, green. It's your home, it's your dream. Radon testing, keep it healthy and clean. Make it green.
Learn more, call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the US EPA.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry and the Brown Perspective on Sports. Yeah, you want to keep it green and clean and avoiding all the other various things that can be harmful to your health. Okay, let's go to college football. Yesterday, I was actually, let's go back to Friday. Washington State upset. I should announce that first. Washington State, ranked number 16, defeated USC, ranked number 5, 36-27. Big upset out there on the coast. Miami 31, Duke 6. That was also a Friday game. Yesterday, Alabama 66, Mississippi 3. Clemson 31, Virginia Tech 17. Penn State 45, Indiana 14, Washington 42, Oregon State 7, Georgia 41, Tennessee zip, Wisconsin 23, Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 33, Northwestern 24, Ohio State 56, Rutgers zip, Auburn 49, Mississippi State 10, Oklahoma State 41, Texas Tech 34, Louisville 55, Murray State 10, South Florida 61, East Carolina 31, San Diego State 34, Northern Illinois 28, Florida 38, Vanderbilt 24, Notre Dame 52, Miami of Ohio 17, and Troy upset, unranked Troy defeated number 25 LSU 24-21. And that's the way it goes. That's the way it went yesterday in college football. 428 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, WMFO.org. And what else? Oh, you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, on this Sunday, October the 1st, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okie dokie. Where are we going next here? Okay, let's go to the WNB of A. No games yesterday, but on Friday, the Sparks defeated the Lynx 75-64. And LA leads that series 2-1. First two games were played in Minnesota, so game four is going to be played in LA, and they can wrap it up at home. If not, they got to go back to Minnesota for the finale. I haven't been following WNBA. I'm sorry. I love basketball, women's basketball, men's basketball, college basketball, high school basketball, pro basketball. haven't been able to follow the women's basketball that closely. But I'm a little surprised since the Lynx, I believe, had the best record. Yes, they had the best record because they had home court advantage. They had the best record in the season. But LA is putting it together when it counts. And so, therefore, they're leading that series 2-1, and we're going to see what happens from here on in. 4:30 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet. Like I said, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, on this Sunday, October the 1st, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Love to get you involved in a sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I shall return.
Close your eyes for a moment. Now imagine you're away from it all. Beside a crystal clear mountain stream, the cool grass crunches underfoot. Take a deep breath and drink in the sound of water cascading over the stones as birds call out from above. A real paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. And with your help, places like this one can last forever. You see, the Nature Conservancy works locally with communities, businesses, and people like you to preserve the most precious natural places around the world. They protect the animals that live there, the plants that grow there, and even the water. That way, this beautiful place will be beautiful forever. And we'll make sure that closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help the Nature Conservancy save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. That's nature.org.
And the message is also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, 4:35 here on WMFO in Medford. I guess I should not just skip over the baseball playoffs, which are coming our way shortly, without making some kind of predictions. What kind of analyst host are you if you don't make some kind of predictions about the Major League Baseball? If whether it's still America's sport or not, number one sport or not, that's another story. But anyway, I will. Why not? What do I, I'm not going to lie, I ain't nothing to lose. I don't bet, so therefore, I'm just throwing it out there from my perspective. Okay, so here we go. Okay, October 3rd, Tuesday, American League Wild Card, Twins at the Yankees. I got to go with the Yankees. Wednesday, October 4th, National League Wild Card, Rockies at the Diamondbacks. I go with the D-backs. On Thursday, October the 5th, ALDS, Red Sox at Astros. I'm going with Chris Sale in the first game. We'll see what happens after that. It's going to be interesting to see who Farrell decides to pitch in game two. Pomerantz was very good today, giving up three hits, one run, and in six innings. You go Pomerantz, bring him back on maybe a little shorter rest than normal. Or do you throw Erod out there and save Pomerantz for game three back here in Boston? Yeah, interesting. What would you do? Or maybe there's Doug Fister, who did not pitch badly in the loss on Friday. So, okay, I guess I should make some kind of a choice here since that's what I'm here to do, right? That's what you want me to do. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, I'm taking the Red Sox in game one. I'm taking the Astros in game two. How about that? Then we have on Friday, if the Yankees win, they'll be at Cleveland. I'm taking Cleveland in that first game. Also on Friday, the wild card winner, the Diamondbacks against the Dodgers. I guess Kershaw's going in that one. I got to take the Dodgers. The Cubbies at the Nationals. I'm going to go with the Nationals. I don't think the Cubs are going to repeat. So they're taking the, I'm thinking Scherzer's going to go in that first game. Taking the Nationals, and on Saturday the Wild NLDS, it'll be the Diamondbacks at the Dodgers. If I was the Diamondbacks manager, I'd hold Greinke off until Game Two. Why put him up against Kershaw? And if that's the case, I would go with the Diamondbacks in Game Two, and the Cubs at the Nationals. I'm still going with the Nationals in that one. So there you go. For whatever it's worth. Those are my selections. 4:39 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October the 1st, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I shall be back.
Imagine how happy we all were. My wife, our three kids, and I have found the perfect apartment to rent.
My school is right down the block?
Yes, it is.
Mommy, can we go to the park anytime we want?
Anytime we want.
So, you can imagine trying to answer all their questions after the landlord turned us down.
What happened? Why can't we live there?
Why not, Papa?
What was I going to say? The landlord doesn't want families with kids in his building? We made a call to HUD and found out that being denied because we have kids is illegal. We got answers. We got help.
And we got the apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your familial status, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or disability, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:43 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm host Donnelly Brown, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I know you're waiting with bated breath for me to get into my NFL situation here. Let's see. Okay, here we go. The standings after week three, and if you're a new listener, let me fill you in. I'm in this raging contest with my son Scott, his son Kyle, which makes him my grandson, our good friend Kenny Butler, and Bill Tidwell. And what we do every Sunday, we attempt to pick the winners of the National Football League games. Just the winner, not the points. We always say if you're going to gamble trying to pick in the points, eventually you are going to be the big loser. It's so difficult just to pick the winners. For example, in 47 games played during the first 3 weeks, Kenny has a high score of 32-15, a 681 percentage. So if you add in the points, that drops dramatically. I'm in second place, 31-16, a 660 percentage. And then Kyle's in third place, 29-18. And Scott and Bill are tied for the rear. The donkey position at 25-22. And my comments last week was that it was humble pie week. I mean, really. Some of the teams that won games, prior to last week, showed no sign that they could even beat some of the high school teams. So, what am I going to do? The Jets won, for crying out loud. I guess parity is attempting to set in on the NFL. Or perhaps the losers were too upset by Trump, but whatever. Here are my very cautionary picks for this week. On Thursday, I have the Packers over the Bears in the Pack. I said should rebound after looking horrible the previous week, and they did just that. I had the Saints over the Dolphins today. As bad as the Saints D is, they are playing against Cutler after all. And I think the game is in London, too, so I don't know if that's going to have any effect, but I got the Saints over the Dolphins. I got the Falcons over the Bills. The Birds are winning, but they aren't pounding people as you would think they would after having gotten to the big dance last season. They're winning, but there's some games, kind of iffy there. I got the Steelers over the Ravens. Another bounce back game. Steelers looked like they were pretty bad last week. And everybody blaming on Le'Veon Bell for not being at practice. What? Iverson, come on. Browns over the Bengals. Who said I had no guts? Last week I said I was going to pick the Browns. I didn't. It's a good thing I didn't. But anyway, I got the Browns over the Bengals. The Bengals look horrible. So, for the Battle of Ohio, I'm taking the Browns in my upset. I got the Cowboys over the Rams. Elliott is playing like he had been suspected. there you go. But Zach is doing nobly, and so I got the Cowboys over the Rams. Rams are, I wouldn't say they're an up-and-coming team, but they are an improved team. I got the Titans over the Texans. Now, Deshaun Elliott had an awesome game against the Patriots. He kept them in the game, primarily with his feet. He was so elusive back there, you think he had grease on his body, or uniform, or whatever. But the Titans, I think, are an up-and-coming team. Pretty good defense. A much better offense than the Texans. I'm taking the Titans over the Texans. I got the Vikings over the Lions. I'm just going with the home team. Both of these teams are, what can I say? Anything can happen on a given Sunday with them. I got the Patriots over the Panthers. Panthers' offense has been terrible. And their D is not as good as that of the Texans. So why not go with the Patriots at home over the Panthers? I don't think Cam Newton is going to run like Deshaun Jackson did. But he can. Who knows? But I got the Patriots. I got the Jets over the Jaguars. This is my upset pick of the week, and I can't believe that I'm doing this because this takes more guts than picking the Browns. The Jets to win two games in a row? Because Jacksonville is not, they just don't impress me. I got the Cardinals over the 49ers. The Cards should have at least one good game this year. If they can't beat the 49ers, they ought to pack it in. I got the Eagles over the Chargers. Is Philly really an up-and-coming team? I think they are. And the Chargers, you know, they're not that good. I got the Bucks over the Giants. And all I'm saying is remove all the fire hydrants. Is Odell Beckham totally unaware of what's taking place in the world? Or has that bleach here bleached his brains as well? You can pick your friends, but you can't pick some of your brothers. Okay. I got the Raiders over the Broncos. Beast Mode gets another chance to dance. The Broncos have been up and down and in and out and back and forth and all around. And I don't think they're for real. And I guess there's talk about, you know, changing quarterbacks too. So what else is new? I got the Seahawks over the Colts. Jacoby, I love you, man. And I hope that you play out your contract and make tons of money from a good team in free agency. But just stay healthy. No wonder Luck is in no hurry to come back. But I think the Seahawks defense will be just too much for the old Colts. And on the Monday night game, I got the Chiefs over Washington. Perhaps we'll see who the real team is. Both are pretty suspect to me. Even though the Chiefs won handily, I think it was more of a case of the Patriots' defense not being up to par and allowing Smith plenty of time. We couldn't put any pressure on him. And he did some escaping stuff, too, there with his legs. So we'll see. I'd like to get another crack at them. Maybe we will. But I got the Chiefs over Washington. And Washington looked good last week, but here again, I think they're suspect as well. So, there you go. Those are my picks. Oh, yeah. Let me give you Bill Tidwell's picks as well. He had the Packers on Thursday night. And he has the Saints and the Falcons and the Steelers, the Bengals, the Rams, the Texans, the Vikings, the Patriots, the Jaguars, the Cardinals, the Eagles, the Bucks, the Broncos, the Seahawks, and the Chiefs. So he's going even further down. Further down the tubes. 4:51 here at WFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial on that internet. www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this the Sunday, October the 1st. Can you believe it? 2016. I'm going backwards. 2017 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in that sports conversation. You got to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Be back. Okay, 4:55 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, and we're coming to the end of this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, but we're going to talk Boston Celtics basketball. My son Scott and I are just enthused over the potential of the Boston Celtics this year. Yeah, I know they're young. I know they've had tremendous turnover. I know they've lost a lot of key players from last year's team. And all that. But from what I've heard about, and here again, I'm waiting for Tuesday night. I'm just drooling. Don't tell anybody here in the studio, but no. The equipment's all dry. It's everything. Yeah, everything is cool. I'm just waiting on I'll change my vocabulary here. I'm just waiting for the Tuesday night exhibition game just to see some of these players. First of all, we've been hearing about the dancing bear. Gabusele has been looking really good at 6'8", 260 pounds. They've been playing him inside at center. And he can also go outside and hit the three-point shot. He can put the ball on the floor. He can run the floor. Yikes! And then there is Semi Ojeleye. I guess that's the way you pronounce it. I'm waiting for here. Yeah, he's at 6'7", 235 from SMU. Another banger who can shoot the ball from the outside, put the ball on the floor. And I believe these guys are going to help us with our defensive rebound, which was a big deficiency last year. The fact that we got as far as we did to the Eastern Conference Finals without having a good rebounding team, that was really surprising. And no one, has mentioned that as a strength. And haven't heard a lot about Jaylen Brown, but I hear that, he's looking to improve. They plan to switch him around at maybe shooting guards, small forward, maybe even some power forward as well. He's been, working on his ball handling, bringing the ball up the court, trying to take that Avery Bradley-type position where he could be either a point guard or a shooting guard. Working on his outside shot, and all that is, what I'm enthused about is the fact that we may have an awesome bench, better than we've ever had. Terry Rozier looks like he's going to be the starting point guard, possibly. There's also the possibility that Marcus Smart might be put back to the second team, depending on how well Jaylen Brown does at the small, at the shooting guard position. Gordon Hayward, small forward. I guess it's going to be a battle for the power forward position, depending on whether Marcus Morris is going to go to jail or not. But Ojeleye and Gabusele look like they're contenders, whether at center, backup center, or whether at power forward. So we're looking good. Like I said, I am excited, waiting. I'm clearing my calendar. I am not going to do anything Tuesday night until the game is over. Okay, 4:59 here on WFMU Metro. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, talking sports here.